Welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Glad to be accompanying you for the next hour. We're going to have a good time. Got lots of good songs all lined up for you. Got a little set about family. Actually, we're going to start off with something from the Interrupters, all about their family, and a couple more after that. So let's get going here on Ear Candy.
I got a mother named
say I fly with the flock. Me and my bad old daddy cut from the same cloth. It's tough to say why she hung on so long. Tough to say if I'm half as strong. Sure to say I'll never fly alone, 'cause my old said my
a track from Agent Ribbons called Family Haircut. When I was a kid, I used to get family haircuts. My dad cut my hair and my brother's hair with the expert use of a bowl and a hair trimmer. So I know all about the family haircuts. This was a set of music about families before the family haircut. We heard Pie and Mike Trask rapping about his family. But my oh my, mama is sweet as pie. And we started off with Family featuring Tim Armstrong. That's the Interrupters doing a little ska thing. And I'm just saying bye to my co-hosts from another show. Have a good one, guys. And we're going to play some songs about hammers now. not the If I Was a Hammer, whatever folk song, but something called Hammer Horror from Kate Bush, and something from Mr. Heavenly, that's kind of a super group featuring Canadian Nick Thorburn, and something from Prince and Third Eye Girl. So let's get started with Kate Bush, the one and only Kate Bush, the English Rose, with Hammer Horror here on Ear Candy.
Oh, So fine, no, it's true. Remember the time we first met? You think that was good? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Like a bee to some honey, moth to a flame. Got an addiction and you got me to blame. You never saw it coming, cause I made no claims till now.
Sorry, I don't know what came over me. The cycle of the moon affects the motion of the sea. What you did, it's starting all over again. We both want it now more than we did back then.
Like a bee to some honey.
like you wanna go somewhere. You wanna go somewhere.
Something about the wild in me, it's never tame. I think we're both alike. This is how we became. Like the Beatles of Honey, all through a flame. You got an addiction and you got me to blame. You never saw it coming, cause I made no claim till now. Hey. You can call it the unexpected or you can call it wow. You can call it wow. You can call it, wow. You can call it the unexpected or you can call it, call it,
And that was Wow by Prince and Third Eye Girl here on Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And before that, we heard Hammer Drop, a track from Mr. Heavenly off their second record. I can't remember the name. And Hammer Horror from Kate Bush off of one of her very early records. Not sure which one. Might be Never Forever. I should actually tell you the actual stuff here. Let's see if I can tell you the actual record. It is from Lionheart. Yes, Lionheart, which I think was her second record. Hammer Horror. And Hammer Drop by Mr. Heavenly. And Wow. Well, that's quite a set. All right. The show is Ear Candy. I think I've mentioned that. I've mentioned my name. I think there's nothing left to do but to put on some more songs. So let's get to it. I've got a set coming up. All Canadian artists. We're going to start with White Horse with a track called Boys Like You. That's from Panthers in the Dollhouse. And then if you want it, from the Sam Roberts Band, and then something from Sloan, who originally hailed from Halifax, with Nothing Lasts Forever. Oh, that's true. That's very true, unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending on what's going on in your life, right? All bad things can end, but good things end too. And new things happen. That's change. Just part of life. So here it is, Boys Like You, one of my favorites from White Horse for sure, here on Ear Candy.
What is it you it's funny you say that. Cause I miss you like I never have before. But nothing lasts forever anymore. I wanna know you, wanna trust you, but you get a lot of love from the guys. I wanna show you.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Nothing lasts forever anymore. That is the one and only Sloan here on Ear Candy. Before that, we heard If You Want It, the Sam Roberts Band, and that's off a record called Terraform. And we started things off with Boys Like You, White Horse, off of Panthers in the Dollhouse. Oh, yeah. I should probably tell you where that Sloan song came from, too. It came from Action Packed. They were trying one last push for that seminal Canadian band to try and make a dent in the U.S. market. And so they hired some hotshot producer and they said, you know, instead of being all democratic and we all get an equal number of songs, we're actually just going to pick the songs with the most commercial appeal, which kind of put their drummer on the outs in terms of getting songs selected and put their one of their guitar players sort of in the forefront because he'd written a lot of their successful singles. And the bottom line is that their fan base, that's their least favorite record. I'm told that that is their least favorite record, but there are songs on it that I like. And of course, typical Canadian story, they didn't make a successful big splash in the U.S. market. I'm not sure what all the details were behind that, but it didn't work out that way. And then they basically said, you know, We're Sloan. Our fan base knows what we do. We'll just keep doing that. And everyone seems to be quite content with the arrangement. Oh, yes. Again, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, keeping you company here for this hour, which is getting a little deep. We're getting a little deep into the hour. I never have enough time with you. That's what I think. I like spending time with you. I hope you don't mind me rambling on for a little bit and playing some tunes. We're going to get a little goofy with the next set. We're going to play something from White Oak Conditions. The New Pornographer is going to play a track called High Ticket Attractions, which just the title alone tells me it's Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, that sort of thing. I think they should call it the Yosemite Sam song. just because, you know, I wants to see a high diving act. I'm going to see a high diving act in Yosemite Sam, buying up all the tickets, right? Classic Bugs Bunny. We're going to hear a title track from a latter day B-52's record. In fact, the last record that they've done, at least as of the airing of this show, and it's quite old. We're going to hear something called Funplex. I always liked the record. I thought it was good. And then something from local act, Shrimp Ring. That is, they're from the Port City, St. John area. I broadcast a show here at the local FM at the UMB St. John campus, and Shrimp Ring is a local favorite, a local delight. Yes, we're going to hear something called Space Food. And you may not know about this. It's in the lyrics, and I'm not sure if it was intentional or not, but, you know, everyone's so scared of radiation, right? We sort of were taught that radiation is bad and so forth, and no one ever actually told us we live in a radioactive world, a radioactive universe. There's radiation everywhere. And that's actually why our cells have to replenish all the time, because they get damaged with all the radiation. And here is a fun fact. There's radiation in our food. It's got nothing to do with human activity. Absolutely nothing. Bananas happen to be a food that have a fairly high level of radiation in them. So, you know, we survive just fine. I like bananas. I'm partial to them. And I think they're one of the top-selling grocery items as well. Very good for impulse buying and relatively cheap food stuff, and sweet too, right? Some people like them sour. They like them when they're green, and other people like them almost black. Maybe that's a little bit too much, and I'm a little bit in between. I like it sort of when they starts to have a bit of a sweet taste to it, for sure. I don't know how you like your bananas, but that's how I like my bananas. Oh, yeah. All right, let's get going. This is Shrimp Ring, Space Food. So if you hear the stuff about radiation, you got it from me first here on Ear Candy. Let's go.
Powder mixed with water drops to make a delicious paste. Nothing in space must go to waste. Surrounded by gamma rays, but I prefer microwaves. Heat is radiation emitted by my food.
What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up.
Artificial chicken tacos, memories of your favorite food, memories of Earth. The loneliness that I feel every time I nuke a meal in plastic wrap. I must adapt.
What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up!
t-shirt could cause a riot. Faster, faster, can't get enough. What the hell will I do with this stuff?
I'm your daytime waitress at the Taku Tiki Hut. I'm your daytime waitress, here's your stupid 7-Up. You kicked my heart going up and down the escalator. You blew me up and now
we'll be right back.
Well, that is the New Pornographers, High Ticket Attractions, here on Ear Candy from Carl Newman and Company, and Nico Case and Catherine Calder, and I don't know who's all in the group. It's a big group. It's a big unwieldy group, the New Pornographers. And we heard Funplex from the B-52s. There's a group, it's pretty unusual, highly unusual, that a group would stay together throughout their entire life, but the group has. The only exception, sadly, was that founding guitarist Ricky Wilson, sister of Cindy Wilson, and kind of the guy that probably had the best sense of what the B-52s could be, unfortunately passed away of AIDS, and actually before they hit their second wave of success with Love Shack. You might hate that song. It's one of the songs that get played all the time. For me, I never get tired of it, but that's just me. Anyway, the group otherwise has remained solidly intact throughout the entirety of their career, which stretches back to, what, 77? So that's a good 40 years. It's amazing. And before Funplex, we started off with Space Food from Shrimp Ring. Now, I really want to make sure that you know how to get hold of that Shrimp Ring record. These days, a lot of independent artists put their music up on a site called Bandcamp, B-A-N-D-C-A-M-P. So you just look up Shrimp Ring Bandcamp, and their most recent record is called Activate Your Function, and you'll find Space Food on that one. And check out an earlier record, too, with another local hit called Babies on the Moon. So if you like that sort of B-52s inspired, dancey, funk thing that's going on here, you will like that music, so check it out. All right, we're getting very late into the show. I think I got time to spin two more. I'm going to play you something from Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. That's the name of their record. I'm going to play a track called Carnival Begin. And then we're going to leave you on a very upbeat note. We're going to play an oldie from Ringo Starr called I'm the Greatest, written by his former bandmate John Lennon, who thought it's not going to go down well if I sing it. So I'm going to give it to good old Ringo, and he's going to do a good job of it. And he does. And that will take us to the end of the program, I'm pretty sure. But you come back next week, same time, same place. We'll do it all again, okay? A date, for sure.
I opened my eyes, the ship was out at sea. People I didn't know, places I never did see. Too late to conceal it, too late to hide it, too late to reveal it, too late to fight it. Traveling girl is moving north.
way back home in Liverpool. My mama told me I was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I had got something going. All my friends told me I was great. And now I'm a man. A woman took me by. Told me I was great.